Kof Vov Shvat, Monday the 27th of January, Rabbi Yisroel Weinman, Simple Solutions in Delicate Situations.
I'm in a bit of a delicate situation now. I was brought to London by an Irgun called Mishmeres HaSholim. The purpose of the Irgun is to spread the idea of guarding your tongue, Shmiras HaLashon, and not to speak Lashon Hara, and Rechilis, Mitzvahs Ben Arom Chaveiroi. And I was also asked to speak about simple solutions in a delicate situation. So I'm wondering how to put the two together, so I'll try and come up with a simple solution for this delicate situation. We find in the Hilchos Shabbos, everybody knows, there's a malach of boyer, a person has to be very careful when he wants to eat, when he wants to make food. He has to be careful from taking away the psoilis, the what he doesn't want to eat from what he wants to eat. The halacha is, if a person takes away the psoilis from the ochel, he takes away what he doesn't want, and he puts it on the side. So that's a problem of boyer. So what does a person have to do? A person has to take what he wants, and he has to leave the psoilis behind. We see from this halacha a fundamental rule in all of Yiddishkeit. We see that in every situation a person's in, there's always a way out. The person could do almost the exact same action, and someone standing on the side won't see the difference. But in one case, the person is chas v'shalom, he's over. He's over in aveira. It's chayiv skila. He's over hilchos Shabbos. And if he did it a different way, he did a heter gomer, and if he was eating for Shabbos, he did a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. If a person took the psoilis, he took what he didn't want away, and he put it on the side. So chas v'shalom, he can get his skila if he did it on purpose. But if a person would take the food and he took what he wanted and he put it on the side, and he's about to eat it for the Suda, for the meal. So in such a case, he's doing it for Suda Shabbos. He did a mitzvah. So therefore, I would like to discuss a few different cases that we have in the Irgun of Mishmeres HaSholem, which they is Irgun to Mefitz to Mefarsim, then to make known the idea of people should guard their tongue, Shmiras HaLashon. So 2.5 years ago, they opened up a Beis Hara, they opened up a telephone line that people can call in and ask Shailas. And they have people call in six hours a day, the telephone, different rabbanim, and there's a lot of phone calls, even sometimes 500 phone calls a month they get. So it says in the Chafetz Chaim at the end of Klal Yud, the last halacha in the end of Klal Yud, that if a person's in a delicate situation where there's only two people, there's him and somebody else, and someone did something wrong, and it's not clear who did something wrong. Is it me or is it the other person? So the problem is that a person doesn't have to take responsibility for something that he didn't do. If it was something that was definitely wrong according to the Torah ruling, a person broke something, a person stole, a person did something which against the Torah is also to do, and it was already me or the other person. So if someone comes and asks you, who did this? So the Chafetz Chaim says that if you say that he did it, then you have a problem. It could be it's Lashon Hara, it could be it's Mutter, if it's Tuelis, it's really Gnev and he has to pay it back. But in some cases where there's no Tuelis anymore, there's no benefit, so the person says that he did it. So there's sometimes a person's being over in Aveira, he's doing an Aveira and Isser of speaking Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim gives a simple answer, what to do. And the answer is, says the Chafetz Chaim, the person could say, I didn't do it. And he could explain his situation, I didn't do it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that even though in such a case where a person says, I didn't do it, it's understood automatically that he did it, but a person is allowed to clean his own self, he's allowed to take care of his own situation, he's allowed to prove that he's innocent, and therefore even though it's automatically understood that the other person did it, it's mutter and that's the way you should do it. So that's similar to like the case of Boyer. That if a person takes the psoilis, what you don't want, from what you want, so that's called boyer, that's osir. But if you take what you want from what you don't want, so that's mutter. So too, if a person says, I didn't do it, so even though it's understood that he did it, so that's mutter. Of course, there's a rule sometimes that a person from Midas Chasidus, and it happens to be that a person could stand up to the Midas Chasidus. A person doesn't have to be a chosid if he's not able to stand up in the long run. People who are on the level to be machmer could be machmer that sometimes a person, if it's not an aveira, it's not something really intrinsically wrong, so then sometimes it's worth it for the person just to accept to take the blame on himself, and Hashem will reward him in the future. There was once a story that I got from a principal of a school. And the case was, there was a boy in the school. I don't know if they have it here in Israel, they have it. Or maybe they don't have it anymore. It depends on what's going on in the... What's the toys of those days? But in that time, there was these sticker tattoos that you could put on your body, and it stays there for a few days, and afterwards it washes off. So the school did not allow the children to bring those tattoos to the school. So the principal caught one of the children that he had the tattoo, and he brought him to the office, and the child, he knew the Chafetz Chaim, and he told the principal, "I didn't do it." So the principal said, "Fine, you didn't do it. What does it mean you didn't do it? You have the tattoo." He says, "No, there's another child that he's the one who's, in Hebrew it's called Mesapek, he's the one bringing it and passing it out to everybody, and he's the source for all the tattoos running around here that he's causing the problems." So the principal said, the Chafetz Chaim says, if you say it's not you, and you understand automatically who did it, so that's fine. So then you're fine, and I also know who did it. But over here, there's 200 boys in the school, and by you saying that you didn't do it, doesn't help me very much. I have to find the source. The cause of the person who brought the tattoo, and therefore you have to tell me in such a situation who did it. So the boy says, "I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, and I don't want to say, I'm not going to tell you." So the boy went, so the principal sent him home, and he called the mother. The problem was, the mother was a divorcee, and she had a hard life, and she told the principal, she said, "I'm not going to allow my son to speak Lashon Hara, he's not telling you who it is." And the principal's in a delicate situation, because the principal, he needs to find out which boy is bringing it in order to stop this plague in the school. He wants to stop it, and he wants to know who did it. So he called up and he says that, "I am the principal here, and if every mother or every parent can come along and make up the rules, so then I'm gonna lose my job. I'm not gonna be able to hold up the school. I have to know who did it, and I have to have a psak from the Beis Haro that I'm allowed to say it, and that the son is allowed to tell me who did it." So I told him that you should tell the mother that she should know. That if this boy tells and says over who did it, he's not only not being over Lashon Hara, he's getting a mitzvah of loisamer amrecha. Loisamer amrecha. You shouldn't watch your, if a person's in danger of death. Loisamer amrecha. Why is it loisamer amrecha? The answer is that, as everybody knows, is that if you have children when they're young, they do small pranks. When they get older and you let it go and you don't take care of it, you don't stop it when they're young, so then when they get older, they make worse pranks. And then chas v'shalom, if they go on and on, so in the end, they can chas v'shalom be in the street. So therefore, it's very important for the principal that he's the one he's the mechanich, and he's the one who is watching over these children, and he's the guard to keep the children going in a straight path, to keep them in Torah way. So therefore, it's a mitzvah for the child to tell the principal which is the child that brought the tattoos to the school. Of course, it goes without saying that we're talking about a case where the principal is not going to throw out the child from the school now. The point is, he's going to give him a punishment. He might give him a punishment to stay home for 2 weeks, or he might give him a different type of punishment, whatever the punishment is. But the point is, the child has to see that the world is not efker. He has to see that there is somebody giving him punishment, and therefore he will learn to mend his ways and to go in the right derech. There's another type of, there's another Chafetz Chaim, which is a very, very famous problem, or is a famous heter of the Chafetz Chaim. A person has to know how to deal with it. The Chafetz Chaim says, in one of the, and it's interesting, it's the bottom. It's a Hagoah, it's at the bottom, near the end of the Sefer, in the second part. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Ve'efshar," and maybe, "Lahafik dagosei miliboi," if a person has a lot of pain and anguish, someone's causing him pain, someone's causing him tsar, someone's doing things against him, so maybe you're allowed to tell somebody else in order to make yourself... The person doesn't have to keep the burden in his heart. He's allowed to speak it over with someone else in order that he could. In order that he doesn't have to... He doesn't have to be the only one that knows about it. He could speak it over with someone and someone can calm him down. So this is something which is very, very common. A wife wants to tell her husband what happened today, or the husband wants to tell his wife all different things that happened in the office. A teacher wants to say what happened in the school with all the students, or with the principal, the hardships that you had with the principal. Every person there in business and work and wherever they are in the shul, all the different things they go through. So a person wants to speak to somebody about it. He wants to share it with somebody in order to get it off his heart, in order that he doesn't have to keep it inside. So the Chafetz Chaim says, maybe a person's allowed to speak it over in order to, that he doesn't have to keep it inside. So a person has to know that there is such a Chofetz Chaim, and a person has to know that it's possible in certain situations that he's allowed to do it. But this heter, which is brought in the Chofetz Chaim, is sometimes overused and taken out of context. So therefore, in a small amount of time, I would like just to say a few ideas in order to help a person to know what are somewhat of the guidelines of this halacha. So a person has to understand that by mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiroi, the mitzvah that a person has between him and his fellow man, I'll just give an example that many people, it's more common in Eretz Yisrael, but I see here that I've been a few days here, and I see also over here you have a lot of stores that are run by Jewish people. They have a lot of very nice kosher stores and different stores that are run by Jewish owners. So many times a person, they could have two different supermarkets, and they're both run by Jewish people, and a person will tell somebody else, you should know that this store is an expensive store. This store is an expensive store. So a person feels that he's doing a big mitzvah, and the reason he's doing a big mitzvah is because he's saving the person he's speaking to from spending too much money. This is an expensive store, and then he realizes he should go to a cheaper store. So first of all, sometimes it's not exactly true. Sometimes it could be that some of the items in the store are expensive, but some of the items in the store aren't expensive. It depends what a person wants to buy. Many a times you'll find that in one store these items are expensive and the other items are cheaper. In another store these items are cheap and this item is expensive. Oh, but even if it would be true that in this store that you're speaking about, that all the items are expensive, or most of the items are expensive, or it's generally more expensive, but a person, by going and telling somebody else that this store is expensive, so he could be oiver and aveira of speaking Lashon Hara or Rechilis about this store owner. What's the reason? You're helping out somebody else. It's toelis. You're helping somebody else. You're saving him money. You're saving him money by telling him that he's expensive store. The answer is, there's a rule. There's a rule in the Gemara in many places, in the sugya, of a person has to, of Yarg Val Yavor, my chosnis didomach didach sumach tvei midomach dechavrech. Who says your blood is better than his blood? In other words, whenever you have a situation of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiroi, every single situation between man and his fellow man, each person has his right to live and make a parnosa, and this person has a right to save money and to find the best deals. So therefore, every single person, it has to protect himself. So when a person has to protect himself, he is allowed to ask questions. He is allowed to find out about the other person. He wants a shidduch, or he wants to take a partner in business, or he wants to take a chavrusa, or every person is allowed for his own self, for his own personal interest. He's allowed to ask questions, and he's allowed to find out about the other person who he's about to go in business with, or he's about to learn with the chavrusa, or he wants to buy in a store. He's allowed to ask. But for someone to stick their nose in and to butt in between two people, the store owner is a Jewish person, and the person who's about to buy is a Jewish person, my chos is didomach didoch sumach tvei midomach chavre, who says this person's blood is better than that person's blood? Maybe they're both equal. Who said you should help out the person that you should save him money? Maybe you should help this store owner that he should be able to make his living. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule. It says in the Gemara in Ksubas in two places, Umibsarcha altisalem means that a person has to help out his relatives. Just like a person has to help out his own self, so a person has to help out his relatives. So therefore, if a person has to help out his relatives, if a person has a close relative, so he would be allowed to tell him that this store is expensive, even though the person did not ask him. The reason being is because just like a person himself is allowed to find out what is expensive store and what is a cheaper store, he's allowed to find out on his own, to protect his own self, he's allowed to protect his relatives also. Therefore, if a person has a close friend, and I'm talking about a close friend, not a similar acquaintance, but a close friend, if a person has a close friend, he's also allowed to tell him that this store is more expensive than that store, because a close friend is like Misarachot Tisalim. I once saw a chiddush in the Gemara in Ksubas, the chiddushim from a goyin, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that he said that why is a person allowed to take a lawyer? Why is a person allowed to take a lawyer? The lawyer is standing up for him, and maybe the lawyer should stand up for the other person. So it's a big question. How could a person be a lawyer? So Yashiv answers, the answer is that when you pay the lawyer money, So just like there's a thing, there's something that misarchal tisalim, a relative, a close relative, is just like, it's like your personal interest. Your close friend is your personal interest. So therefore, a lawyer that's getting money, so because you gave him money, so now he feels like your close friend, and therefore he, because of the money, has a self interest in order to make his parnos. That's his living. So therefore, you become a misarchal tisalim. He also allowed to help you out. That's what it says in the oris from going to Riyashu Tzal. There's sometimes, many times, the people are told over secrets. There's many times the people told over secrets. So a person has to know what type of secret is he allowed to say over. Sometimes there's a benefit to say over the secret. Sometimes people, Chas HaSholom, Rachmana Litzlan, Lo Aleinu, they have a certain sickness, and they don't want anyone to know about it. Person has a certain sickness, they don't want anyone to know about it, they try and keep it hidden. Even the Gemara in the Durham speaks about it, that a person is sick, he shouldn't tell anybody he's sick until he's 3 days sick, because he has a chazak of being sick. If a person is sick for 1 or 2 days, he shouldn't speak about it, b'chlal, because maybe then, of course, Baruch HaMarachim, he'll feel better. Only after 3 days, a person maybe should start speaking about it. But sometimes people have a certain chazak, la alayna, rachman alayna, they have a certain sickness, so they say it over to somebody else, and they don't want people to know. So what the other, and the person who knows about it wants to tell other people, because they want to tell other people in order that other people could daven for them. They could say their name and they could daven for them. So they say, okay, this person is sick. He doesn't want people to know, but it's for his benefit in order that the people should know in order they could daven for him. So you have to know that I heard from Mari Rabbi going to Moshe Mardechai Karpshlita, that he told me that the toelis, the benefit of someone davening for somebody else, is not considered on its own accord something which is called toel, something which is called a benefit. If you have another sniff, you have something else to add on to that, so also davening and also something else, that could maybe be a reason why you should say it over. But a person has to know that there are two types of secrets. There are two types of secrets. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer brings down two times that you're not allowed to say over a secret. But it's interesting. In one place, the Chafetz Chaim brings his source that you're not allowed to say over a secret. He brings a Gemara in Yuma, which says that there are some times when a person speaks to his friend in private, he calls him in a room, he speaks to him, he's speaking to only a few people, maybe one person, two people, he's speaking to him in private, Bal Yoimer, you shouldn't say it over, you shouldn't say it over. That's one place the Chafetz Chaim says you shouldn't say over a secret. But the Chafetz Chaim brings another place you shouldn't say over a secret, and then he brings a Rabbeinu Yoina. He doesn't bring a Gemara. He brings a Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva. That the Rabbeinu Yoina says that just like there's an Isser of Lashon Hara, there's an Isser of Rechilis, there's an Isser Gomor, there's an Isser to say over secrets. You're not allowed to give over secrets. So the question is, why is it that there are two different sources for giving over a secret? The answer is that there's two different types of secrets. There's a secret which is called balasoid. There's a secret which is called balasoid, and there's a secret which is given over in private. The secret of balasoid means that the only way you know this information is because the person told you. And the person told you, I'm giving you this information over only on the condition that you don't tell anybody this information. You wouldn't know it if I didn't tell you, and therefore I'm telling you, you're not allowed to give it over. In such a case, a person is not allowed to give over the information. He's not allowed to give over the information because even if for the person's own benefit. I had cases in types of shiduchim that someone knew something about the other side and the other side was hiding the information, and the person who heard it knew it and he could have stopped the shiduch. You have to stop the shidduch in other ways. You have to do it in a roundabout way. You have to stop the shidduch. The only way you know it is because the person told you, you have to stop it in a roundabout way. On the other hand, there was once a case of Sakonis Nefoshes. I can't exactly explain what the case was, but there was a case of Sakonis Nefoshes. A person told somebody else something 100% secret. He said, don't tell anybody, but they were putting themselves in danger in life. So we know that a person is in danger of life. So Sakonis Nefoshes is doicha the whole Torah. If it's a life and death situation, that because you know the secret, you could save the person's life, there's no question about it, then you're allowed to say over the secret. Sometimes, however, people have a Yetzer Hara, and they are not able to hide the secret. So they say over the secret. So what are they supposed to do in a situation where they told the secret to somebody else? So they come and they ask me, do they have to go to the person and ask him for forgiveness? And if they go and they ask the person for forgiveness, the person's going to be very upset at them, and maybe they're not going to speak to them anymore, and it's going to cause a lot of machloikas between them. And therefore, the ruling in such a case is that a person who said over the secret has to do everything in his power to try and convince the person who knows the secret should be a better secret keeper than he was. You have to try and convince the other person that he heard the secret not to tell anybody, so that the person who gave over the secret, the originator from the secret, he doesn't find out about it. Because you'll have pain and anguish from the fact that it was given over. So even though the person did an aveira, he gave over the secret, but you have to try and convince the other person who knows it not to say it over. And that way a person won't have to go back to the originator of the secret and ask for forgiveness. If the secret gets out, then you of course have to ask for forgiveness. That's the first type of secret. But there's another type of secret. There's a type of secret which is something which someone said over in private. It's something that a person doesn't want to be known about. But it's something which some people know about. It's something which a few people know about. It's something which a person knows about, not through this person, but he knows about it through other sources also. It's just the person wants to keep it a secret. So says the Betzela Chochma in Tshuvas, that in such a case where it's a secret, where the person wants to keep it a secret, but it's known by some people, and you could find out about it without the person having told you, and the person is not in control of the secret, he's not in control of keeping it quiet because some people know. So therefore, if you have any type of benefit whatsoever by giving over the secret, you're allowed to say it over. Because in such a case, the benefit pushes off the mitzvah of not saying it over. A person has to keep quiet and not say things. But if there's a benefit from saying it over, in such a case, you're allowed to say it over. In a similar note, there's many people want to know if they were over, Chas Shalom Leveira, they spoke against somebody else, they caused machloikas between somebody. So the question is about asking for forgiveness. A person spoke about somebody else, he said bad things about him, he said lashon hara about the other person, and now the person learned the halachas, and he knows clearly that he said something wrong and he wasn't supposed to say it, and he wants to come along and ask for forgiveness. He wants to get atonement for what he did. So a person has to realize that in the Shmiras HaLoshon, he spoke about somebody else, there's two parts. Like every mitzvah ben aron lo chaveiro, every mitzvah between man and his friend is also an aveira between man and his friend, and it's also a aveira between man and Hashem. It's an aveira. When is it an aveira between man and Hashem? Every time a person is over any aveira in the Torah Chas Shalom, any aveira a person is over, that's always ben aron lemokan. That's always between man and Hashem. When is it considered an aveira between man and his fellow man? It is only considered a aveira between man and his fellow man if the other person was actually harmed or damaged or hurt by the lashon hara that was spoken. Therefore, many times if someone will speak about somebody else and they'll make a joke about him or put him down, but the person spoken about was not there. He was not embarrassed. He doesn't know about it. He didn't lose his job. He didn't lose his position. He didn't lose his respect among other people. Everything stays the same. It's just they made a joke about him and people laughed at him. But the person was not affected personally about such a thing. He doesn't even know about it. So in such a case where it's speaking about lashon hara, it's not yet an aveira ben odom lechaveiro. It's not an aveira between man and his friend. Because nothing happened yet. It's a bad mida. It's a bad mida, like a person who gets anger, and a person has gaiva, and a person has other bad attributes. So that's an aveira that a person has to work on, and it's something he has to do tshuva, and it's something which is ben odom lemokoim, between man and Hashem, but it's not yet ben odom lechaveiro. Therefore, he doesn't yet have to ask for forgiveness from the person he spoke about. Many people get mixed up. And there was a story, and it could be the story is every single day, or it's not for a person who's willing to ask forgiveness. I know a story personally of a lady that spoke about another different lady, and nothing came out of it. It didn't make a difference. And the lady wanted to do tshuva. So she went to the person, Leah spoke about Sarah. And Leah went to Sarah and she said to her, Sarah, I spoke about you. I spoke about you. I want to know if you'll be moichel me. She says, no problem. I'll be moichel you. Just one thing. Just please tell me what you said. I understand from that people understood already that they didn't speak for the rest of their lives after that. She told her what she said. Leah told Sarah what she said. She said, that's what you said. And she slammed the door in her face and that was it. So therefore, a person has to know that as long as nothing in the end happened, so a person doesn't have to ask forgiveness. Sometimes a person is in a sticky situation where something did come out of it, and the person and someone maybe, even if they maybe did lose their job, and someone was harmed and was the, affected their position in the congregation or their position among other friends, maybe it did. If the person who was harmed knew that you spoke about them, so then you have to ask them for forgiveness. But if they didn't know that you did it, so again, in the similar situation, if you tell them that you're the one, it could be again, they're not going to speak to you again, and you're not going to get, anyway, going to get the forgiveness. So therefore, we have an Eitzah, which is not a foolproof Eitzah, but it's somewhat of an answer for a delicate situation that if that we have that Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, not Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, where a lot of people go from place to place, and they ask all the people they had acquaintance with that year, and they call them up on the phone, or they meet them in the shul, and they ask them for forgiveness. And it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that the reason people go around Erev Yom Kippur asking people for forgiveness, and not Erev Rosh Hashanah, is because every single person wants an atonement on Yom Kippur, every single person wants to come out clean and white at the end of Yom Kippur. But if a person has an aveira between him and his fellow man, even though he does tshuva from all of the aveiras, but if he has an aveira between him and his fellow man and him and his friend, so then he's not going to get an atonement. So therefore, people go around Erev Yom Kippur and they ask each other for forgiveness. And the reason the people forgive Erev Yom Kippur is because if you forgive him, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes with us in the way, in the midah, that we go with other people. If we forgive other people, then Hashem will help other people to forgive us. So therefore, it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, by a person going around and asking for the people that he did wrongdoing to, and he asked them for mechila, the person is supposed to be moichel you, Erev Yom Kippur, in order that he, for his own personal benefit. Because if you are moichel, even people it's hard for you to be moichel, even people that you have a grudge against, but if you're moichel them, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help even the people you don't know about, and even the people you don't even know you did something or you forgot about those, or it's hard for you to, the Hashem will make it that person is moichel you, even though you didn't ask him straight out. The midah that you are moited for the people, that what you do for other people, Hashem will cause other people to moichel you. Therefore, a person can go Erev Yom Kippur, and he doesn't have to say what he did. He doesn't have to say exactly, I said this and this, I caused this and this. He says, maybe during the year I said something, you know, we're all people, we make mistakes, and therefore maybe I said something which caused you harm, maybe I did, and could you please moichel me? And in most instances, a person is willing to be moichel, and even though it's not foolproof because it's not exactly to the exact point what exactly was done, but there is some type of mechila, and it sure has some effect in the halacha of mechila. There's one more halacha I would like to speak about. I don't have much time, but there's a halacha that the Chofetz Chaim is mechadish the iser of listening to Lashon Hara. The iser of listening to Lashon Hara is also an aveira. A person just listens, he doesn't say anything. But a person has to realize that listening is much easier, is not the same thing as speaking. If a person speaks, he's doing an actual aveira. If a person is listening, he's not doing anything, it comes in automatically. So therefore, a person should know that if he's in a place where people are speaking, and people are saying a lot of Lashon Hara, and there's two tables in a chasna, or he's in a shul, or he's in a place where he can get up and sit somewhere else, he can walk somewhere else. So if a person doesn't get up and leave, so by his sitting here is actually considered that he's bringing on his own self the words, and he's bringing on himself the Lashon Hara. But if a person's in a forced situation, he's by family, or he's in a place, and he's in a plane, or he's in a bus, or he's in a place where he can't jump out the window, he's stuck here, and he's here for a mutter reason, he's here to be with his family, he's going on a bus and a train, he has no way to get out of here. So in such a case, a person should know that since he's not doing anything, and he's not having in mind to believe or to have hana or benefit from what he's listening to, so then if he doesn't have in mind to be nene from the Lashon Hara, so then he could also be saved from the issur of hearing Lashon Hara.